To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its sponsors, Christy Doherty and Mia Hansen Aloha, and our very special super subscriber sponsor, Miss Madonna Hines, Madge with a sexy J. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on Ye Olde Broads. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks on iTunes, darling. And I'm with Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Ben.
Well, hello, Ronnie. Hello, listeners. You guys, this is so exciting. Aside from the fact that it's Monday here in Ye Olde World.
Yeah, it's Monday. Don't let the zip code fool you.
It's Monday. What does that even mean? Actually, we have really exciting news. In case you didn't see our not-so-humble bragging on social media, last month in March, for the first time ever, we hit 1 million downloads of Watch What Crappens. That is an absurd number. It is absolutely insane. I mean, it's so cool that everyone is supporting the podcast, listening. Of course, we owe a huge amount of thanks to all of you guys for tuning in, to our guests for helping raise our profile, to God, whatever. But you know,
our agents, God,
our agents, Halle Berry,
Ryan Seacrest,
right, everyone. But honestly, it's, you know, we've chimed in every few months. We're like, guys, we hit a new milestone. We hit 500,000. We hit 750,000. But to actually hit 1 million is madness. And now we can go around and say, yeah, our podcast brings in 1 million listens per month. It's,
well, we've been saying that for about 3 months, but now it's true.
But to be able to brag on that level brings so much joy into our lives.
You know, but that's the time when you start acting like that, not you personally, but that's the time when you walk out into the world and they're like, a day? And you're like, no, a month. And they're like, LOL. Yeah. You do 20 episodes a month, and then I start like crying and stuff.
Chasing that carrot. But still, 1 million per month is insane, and hopefully we'll just continue onwards and upwards. And you know, one of the reasons why we have grown is because a lot of times we will have guests on here, or we'll be on other people's podcasts, or people will write about us, and it brings in a whole new audience. And I kind of felt like paying it forward a little bit, so I wanted to give a plug to three different podcasts. One I've plugged before, but it's such a good podcast, and I just adore my friend who is one of the co-hosts that I just want to plug it again. Past Present is a history-based podcast where the three hosts look at current events and then use the lens of history. They're three historians, and real-time historians, like professors and stuff. They look at the current events through the lens of history. It's really fascinating. You'll feel like a smarter person for it. And they make a lot of connections that are just really, really cool. So Past Present is one. Another one is a podcast called Digits that my friend James just started like 2 weeks ago. He already got written up in IndieWire. So good for you, James. So go support James's podcast because it's brand new and he's great and he plays board games with me. So, you know, we owe him that. And then the third podcast, speaking of board games, if you're interested in board games, I really enjoy this podcast called Blue Peg, Pink Peg. It's three guys and a gal, and they sit and they joke, and it just feels like you're sitting with friends who are talking about their weekend, but it's through the perspective of board games. It's really fun. If you want to learn games, listen to that podcast. So those are the three podcasts I am paying it forward with in celebration of us hitting 1 million.
Well, I have a selfish pay it forward. Go listen to Malls McAleer. She does a bunch of them now. She has a Lifetime podcast called
what is that one called? It's based on that Tori Spell. Oh, Mother May I Sleep With podcast.
And oh,
I was on
name.
A couple of those recapping Lifetime movies. And I just did Emotionally Broken Psychos. And a couple weeks ago, I did Please Advise. Those are both out now. But this week's Emotionally Broken Psychos, she basically goes really deep on the psychology of housewives. And this week, we did Southern Charm and Real Housewives of New York. And it was a super fun episode. We were trying to guess, like, people's psychological states during the upcoming seasons and who they're going to screw over and why they're still mad at whoever.
Wow.
Because, you know, everybody's still like mad at somebody.
Yeah. Sounds like fun. Malls is great. She's also been a great friend to our show. So, yes, definitely go listen to those podcasts, especially the ones with Ronnie on them.
Yeah, you see, I do it in a selfisher way. I just made it through an episode of Portia talking on Real Housewives of Atlanta. So there you go. There's my inspiration for the day. Good luck.
So speaking of which, Bravo is now turning over their new shows, their old shows, the new shows. We're in our overlap madness period. This week we have so much to cover. Today we're going to talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta, and then tomorrow we're going to do the Vanderpump Rules reunion, special guest Marcos Loivinos, although I have to confirm, so no one quote me on that. And then confirm with Marcos, that is. Wednesday is Beverly Hills. Thursday is the season premiere of Real Housewives of New York City. I mean, the boner I have right now is so enormous. And there goes our 1 million a month. Yeah. And then
we're like, wait, how did we go from 1 million to 5?
And then on Friday, we're going to recap Southern Charm. Southern Charm will eventually be our Tuesday show. But for right now, since there's so much stuff this week, Southern Charm is going to be stuck on Friday for the next week or two. So,
yeah. So don't worry. It will still be here.
Yeah. Those are the updates, everyone. Should we dig in?
Let's dig in.
Dig in.
So this is Real Housewives of Potomac and Real Housewives of Atlanta. Which would you like me to manipulate you into listening to first, Ben?
Darling. Well, why don't we start with Atlanta? Why don't we start with a hot hand and go into Atlanta?
Wow, I totally guessed you wrong. I had Real Housewives of Potomac up. Okay, let's do her.
Well, I didn't choose Potomac because I know it's not your favorite, which we'll get into. And again, Atlanta this is the show that everyone's talking about these days. So we just gotta go with it.
You know, people really are talking about it. Even some of my friends who never watch Bravo are watching it. And they're so excited. Like Trisha is the other day, she was like, oh my God, did you watch I think it's like the Southern Black Lady one? And I was like, Atlanta? She's like, it's so good! I was like, really? You couldn't even get the name, girl. Say it 20 times. Yeah, so Atlanta. This episode is brought to you by the Old Lady Gang.
Yeah, Old Lady you know, Gang by the episode. Way, it really bothers me that they have a restaurant called the Old Lady Gang. It's such a bad name for a restaurant. It's...
Well,
there
Luby's
was
already
I really
taken.
Liked Todd. Which one? What did you say?
Luby's was already taken. That's like the regular old lady restaurant.
Caro's was already taken.
Yeah.
There was a time when I really liked Todd, and I thought Mama Joyce was crazy for disliking Todd so much. But over the years, I have to say, Todd has worn thin on me a little bit, and I think this restaurant is a great example of him just using Candy's money and flushing it down the toilet.
Well, I have to give him credit for at least working, which is a lot more than you can
That's
say
true.
For a lot of the husbands on these shows who are, you know, the...
Is he working, though, or is he just spending?
Well, you know, I got to decorate a restaurant once, and it was just spending. Because when it's somebody else's money, you get to shop, and he's like, look, babe, I went through the catalog and bought orange chairs. Like, that was the hugest controversy for them.
Well, I would be mad, too, if I was opening a restaurant and he brought those orange chairs in, because those are IKEA chairs. I know, because I have the blue version. Those are $5 IKEA chairs, and if you're trying to design a restaurant and you're having IKEA chairs in there, I mean, there's a real problem.
Yeah, those are total Vidlonk chairs.
Vidlonk. Those are Flocklands. I refuse to send a kaflafla in at the old lady gang.
Excuse me, can we please have an extra flugurg at our table? We're having a friend come meet us.
Excuse me, I would prefer to send a poang as opposed to like a flurgen. Oh, wait, can we, oh, by the way, before we even jump into this, can we do, speaking of geflurgens, I think we actually have to do an emergency, what's it called, clear the phlegm. So okay. Emergency that I can't even play the music. Clear the phlegm. Caroline Fleming. Caroline Fleming from Ladies of London was hacked over the weekend. And honestly, I felt bad because it sucks to be hacked. It really, really sucks. But it could not have been a funnier contrast of Instagram content, because it was all these photos of her being like, here I am, listen, picking flowers at my favorite castle that I grew up in with mama. And then, you know, like, I have finally made a canadle that I will be having in my cookbook coming out this fall. Hashtag sales, hashtag fall. And then all of a sudden her Instagram feed was taken over by someone like called the Lord of Darkness. And he started cursing out all her followers, going, fuck you, fuck you, bitch, fuck you. And for like a solid 36 to 48 hours, all the pictures were black and had skulls on them. It was an amazing, amazing hacking.
So Stanbury finally learned how to use the computer, right?
Yes, absolutely.
She's like, sorry. Let's see how she deals with this. Forward with the you're an evil bloop. So where is this? I saw someone post it, but was it to our personal Twitters or was it our Crappins?
I posted it on our Facebook and someone also tweeted it at us. I took some screenshots just to preserve the moment, but it was literally like it was very sinister. It was dark and there was like it looked like she had been taken over by ISIS because there was like Arabic on there. And I thought, how lucky are we to have Caroline Fleming overtaken by ISIS at the moment?
Well, it's like ISIS is finally learning that that's all people are paying attention to. You could literally blow up a building and people are like, who cares? Like, is Nini coming back?
You know that if there's another season of Ladies of London, this is going to be a major story arc for Caroline Fleming. The violation that I felt on my Instagram was so rude. It was like I couldn't even think about blueberries and strawberries and raspberries.
Blueberries, strawberries, raspberries. I'm sorry I'm being quiet. Oh, here it is. I knew I'd find it. I've been scrolling through Twitter this whole time. I love when people post things when people take screenshots and post them from their phone. Every single one of them has an empty battery. I think it's just like a funny uniform Crappins listener thing that we never charge our phones because my phone's always damn empty too. Okay, so it was posted by the Lord of Darkness. Lord. And you know what? Fuck this guy that he's verified. I want a blue check mark. I mean, I only have 5 followers, but so what? I want to be blue. How is Lord Blue?
Well, that's what you get, Caroline Fleming, for talking about the sun so much. I love the sun. I love the energy of the sun. Well, guess what? The Lord of Darkness found you. It's very, very Greek. And, you know, then I got scared that the Lord of Darkness was going to delete all her photos. So I was like, quick, take as many screenshots as possible before they're all gone. I only did one, of course. But I might as well read it since we're technically going to clear the phlegm.
Okay, so it says, at Lord 010101. And then it has emoji peace sign with the fingers. And then it has this. Flugin, dugin, 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 doodly, flugin. Like terrorist writing, whatever language that is, as read by Caroline Fleming.
That's my Danish.
And then it says, followed by Marissa Herma, Helly Low 21, and Constant Lynn. See translation. I love that Marissa. Marissa's following a fucking terrorist. That's so funny.
She's like, Marissa's like, Caroline Fleming could have died. She could have died. But I did take a picture. I was like, if nothing else, I'll at least take this picture. And it's Caroline Fleming sitting on one of those benches that's attached to a wall, like by a window bench, window seat. And she's looking out the window wistfully and she goes, a human being rather than a human living. Such a big difference to be present and filled with love and grace always, something we should at all endeavor to do each day, each and every day. X. X.
Okay, so I'm looking at Caroline Fleming Terrorist, and this post says, what the fuck? Because it has like an asterisk, question mark, exclamation point, which is so Fleming, you know? Part of me thinks this is her. Okay, and then it's one of those like stick figure people in bed, sad, like depressed, sad, and it says, eggplant, eggplant, peach, peach.
Well, one of her followers tried to go up against the Lord of Darkness and was fighting with him. And then that's when the Lord of Darkness, a.k.a. Caroline Fleming, was like, fuck you. And then I went to click on the follower, and the Lord of Darkness had taken over her account, too. I was like, ooh, fuck this. I'm not going to tangle with the Lord of Darkness. I don't want him to get onto mine. He took over, like, her name was, like, Mary. It's like, Mary Quantrillo's account was taken over by the Lord of Darkness, as possessed by Caroline Fleming. It basically is Ghostbuster 2.
Okay? Yeah, pretty much.
This is basically this.
Because this one, like, some of these she could have posted. Like, one of them is a skeleton with a giant chin, and it's got a crown on sideways. Like, that is my great-grandfather, Lord of Darkness, who killed your great-great-grandfather in a time of war. Oh, how funny. As my great-great-great-great-grandfather said one time, stars cannot shine without the darkness. Lord of Darkness, X, O, X, X, breathe, exclamation point, space.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad that order has been restored. Caroline Fleming is back where she, you know, belongs. And Lord of Darkness has been expunged from all the land. So it is with very, very great happiness that I can now say that we are going to clear the phlegm.
Clear the phlegm.
Thank you, Atlanta listeners who have no idea what we're talking about for enduring that segment.
Like, one of our all-time faves. All right, so speaking of Clear the Phlegm, let's talk about all the dairy in the Old Lady Gang restaurant.
Yes, please. Please.
So we're going to go through this a little more quickly than usual because we got to get to Potomac, and that's a damn mess to talk about. So basically, this episode is opening the restaurant, and then it's, you know, the person who's always tried the hardest to be a housewife and never quite got there, actually almost got there today, and that's
Peter
even had his own talking head moments like a housewife.
Yeah, fuck that moment.
Yeah, he was completely being fake, coming up with storylines. I mean, the guy really has become a pro housewife. Love him or hate him.
He just needs to go away real quickly. He go visit Apollo and never come back, please.
Yeah.
Also,
to all the people who were complaining about how difficult jail is, I mean, that's been a very huge discussion this year with the Netflix documentary about it and the new slavery, et cetera, please. I mean, what does he have, a phone in his cell? What the hell's going on over there? How does he know everything going on? He's like,
it's literally his cell phone. I'm sorry. I had to do it.
What the hell? He's getting laid with some new girl. He's got a cell phone. He knows all the storylines going on TV. So Lord knows, he probably got cable or something in there.
Yeah, I mean, when they had like tree checks in, it was always like, okay, everyone, we got 30 more seconds, then Tree's going to call, and she's on there for 45 seconds. She calls, she's like, hey, Joe, like, how's it going? And it'd be like, beep, this call has been disconnected. But with Apollo, it's like, oh, wait, I guess I'll call you guys back in about 5 minutes when you guys are at the Old Lady Gang opening. I'll speak to you soon, and then we'll chat for like 25 minutes, and then, you know, I'll call back even after that.
Exactly.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's really frustrating. It's really frustrating to someone who has trouble paying their cable bill and is not in jail. I'm like, really? I mean, I should be selling coke at this point.
You could.
I'll just go to jail. Yeah, I'll just go to jail and have a decent TV and call you. I'll still probably be able to do my podcast. I'll be like, I'll call you in 5 minutes to do that Clear the Phlegm segment. Okay.
So the first scene in the show takes place at the Old Lady Gang, and the place is a mess. This is like the standard Real Housewives, Bravo, really reality TV thing in general, which is, we're opening tomorrow. We don't have time. Look at this. There's still a backhoe in the middle of the kitchen, you know?
Yeah, it's very Property Brothers.
Yeah, like, well, are we gonna do this? And Todd's just like, oh, just Candy, just let me do my thing, Candy. You just have to let me do my thing. I'm like, what is your thing, Todd? What exactly is your thing? Because we actually have not seen your thing. Are you like a video producer? Are you a play producer? Are you a money manager? Are you a contractor? Are you a restaurant entrepreneur? Or are you just a professional spender?
Yeah, because we find out in this scene that he's $100,000 over budget. And yes. He tells us, my wife tries to be controlling, but she needs to lean back and let me do my thing. What is your thing? And then Don Juan comes in. He's like, okay, we are going to make a list. Like, Don Juan's always yelling, but he doesn't know why. Even something so simple. He's like, you know what that... about the uniform? I'm like, damn, Don Juan. Why are you so mad at the uniform?
I can totally imagine Don Juan as the chef at this restaurant because I feel like there probably was an episode where Tom was a chef and he had a little chef's cap on and he's trying to make a dinner. And then little Jerry comes in and is like messing up his meal. And then Tom gets all like sidetracked trying to get Jerry and makes a mess in the kitchen and like knocks everything over and is like trying to beat the mouse with a rolling pin, et cetera. And that's what I imagine Don Juan would be like in the kitchen.
Because
I think I have an ongoing theory that Don Juan is actually Tom from Tom and Jerry. He is. Look at him.
He definitely has those eyes.
And he gets angry.
He's always furious. What about the uniforms? I'm like, whoa, Don Juan. Have a seat on one of these Kuflergans, okay? Relax.
Yeah, maybe you can get them. Maybe you can like steal some from the IKEA commissary. Like, Todd's gonna be like, okay, great idea. We're gonna now be serving Swedish meatballs.
So Todd's A story is, will Todd get it all finished by the time it opens? Who cares? So next, let's go to the chateau.
Chateau Charest.
So Chateau's getting ready to move into her house, and she's at a garden center with all these workmen.
You just said Chateau. Chateau's going to get ready to move in. just going to call her Chateau.
Just Chateau. So she's at some garden center, and she's like, those trees going to be installed today? I got trees.
You got trees?
I got trees. She's buying these huge trees to get installed. Oh, no, she's at her house. She's installing all these giant trees. You know, this is so sad knowing that Sheree never even paid her contractors. Like, now the contractors are trying to make her sell. Yeah, they're trying to make her sell the house because she never paid. So when she says things like, now this is real woman power. I'm like, no, it's not. You never paid for shit, Sheree.
Yeah.
Anyone can go broke building a house. Sheree.
Yeah, and she's putting all that money into an ugly, ugly ass house. The back of that house, it looks so bizarre. It looks like some monster came and tore the other half off. It's really strange with those balconies.
I haven't noticed the back. Oh, I can't wait. A new little Easter egg to look for.
A really sad, disappointing Easter egg. Kenya shows up in her convertible, which is funny because I feel like it used to not be a convertible, just that Matt got into it. It's like, you know when bears get into cars? He just basically just tore the roof off.
Just because he was hungry.
What about the time you parked your car in my parking lot? What about that time?
He smelled a tuna sandwich and just ripped off the roof.
I would believe that, to be honest. He just cares so much. Sorry.
She's basically telling Sheree, blah, blah, blah. Man, I just can't be with Matt anymore. You know, he wants to marry me, but then he turns into the Hulk. And I have to say, I watched the last 5 minutes again of last week while waiting for this week. Matt really is like just fucking insane and on roids. Like, just stay away from him. His big, gigantic pouting was so hilarious. And watching his, every time she would try and make it nice, he's like, but why you do me like that? Why you do me like that? It's like, you are so stupid.
Leave me behind and go hang out with all the thousands of other guys that you want to talk to. Like, shut up, man.
That was good, though, when Kenya was like, now, do you think I was desperate before you? Or do you think I had guys lined up around the block? You know that those years were recorded on television, right? When we saw you paying for fucking... What was that guy's name? Walter in the backyard eating your frozen food. Shut up, Kenya.
The tow truck driver. Kenya says that, that, you know, even though the sex was good with Matt, she's had better, which makes me think Makes me wonder, either she has low standards, which probably yes, or like what sort of sex has she had? Because I can only imagine that at this point, the only thing bringing you back to Matt has got to be the sex. Like that's got to be some real good dick if you're going back to that guy over and over and over again. So if you've even had better than that, then either you've had some amazing sex or your standards are just very, very low.
Well, wasn't she one of the ones who was in... People were spreading rumors about her being like a hoe for the rich African men. And the rich African men, it was her and Portia, right?
So it's hard to keep track. There's a lot of like nameless Africans that filter through the edges of this show.
Yeah, I've never had one of those. I want one. I want like a rich African man to buy me a car I could never afford. So now let's go to the boys.
It can happen.
Let's go to Peter, our newest housewife. Yeah. So Todd picks up Peter from the airport in the car that Candy bought him.
Oh, gosh. I'm like, what? These two? Yeah. Todd picks up Peter.
His beard is so gross. I could smell Todd's beard from here. It was gross. That was not a good beard.
What did it smell like? What did it smell like?
It smelled like, you know, those little tiny wiener dogs in a can?
What are Viennese sausages?
Yeah.
Viennese sausages.
I think it smells like the water from those and a pickle.
I feel like it smells also like a Viennese sausage, but not as nice, like an off-brand one, like a Salisbury sausage, like somewhere just like, or Salzburg, or it's just some place in Vienna that's just, or Austria that's just not Vienna. It smells like that with sawdust.
Or just plaque, just random plaque emanating.
It just smells like plaque. It smells like plaque and Blue Jays.
Yeah. So he's like, I just want to get, you know, I don't get to see Peter much, so I want to just get him a drink and turn up and show him a good time. Hey, you know what, Peter? Maybe Apollo's going to call us today. Ring, ring, it's Apollo. I mean, how do they do that? How do they coordinate all this from jail?
Yeah, because there was like a plane that had to land and there was like... Maybe it was Shireen who helped set it up.
Shireen. I feel sorry for any teacher of Housewives kids because none of them spell their names right. Like, what is her name is actually spelled S-H-E-R-I-E-N. Like, you actually have to do the I before E, except after C or whatever rule.
Well, what about Sheree? In the first season of Atlanta, I always got I had a pull up my ass about Sheree, the way she spelled her name, how she had the accent on the second E. Because in French, you don't put the accent would be on the first of the last two E's. So I would always call her Sheree because she spelled her name that way.
Well, Nene looks like Nene. Yeah, Nene looks like Nene.
Nene. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not Nene. Okay. Why are we talking about this? We've got so much show to do.
I have managed to derail this podcast like 5 times already, and I apologize to you and the listeners.
Please don't. It's not derailing.
But I will.
We're all on the same trip together. So Apollo calls, and he's like, it's not Apollo. He's like, yeah, I wish I was there to support you, but, I'm going to have my lady come through and support you instead. It's like, your lady? Yeah. It's like your prison bitch. I was half expecting like some twinky little guy missing all of his teeth to show up with like an ankle bracelet.
Like a day player from Prison Break with his pockets turned out. So while that's happening, Phaedra and her kids,
I'm so sorry because you're really trying to be good and moving on, but I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Peter goes, a girl? How'd you get a girl? You work in a garden? Is that what he said? And if so, what the fuck does that mean? You work in the garden?
No. He didn't say, he said like, are you dating a guard?
Oh, okay. It's just Peter. Okay, next. Phaedra and her kids.
I love yours. I just imagine you're like, wait a second. Garden? I don't understand this.
I thought about it for like the whole hour, and I couldn't rewind because I was watching it live. And I was like, damn it. I'm never going to understand what Peter says without a rewind button.
It's like the time when we had like an hour-long joke about apple socks. We're like, what are apple socks? From when Ramona said that, and then everyone emailed us and was like, actually, is something else.
It's aqua socks.
So Phaedra's getting Froyo with her kids. Her kids are so sweet and cute. And by the way, Aiden looks exactly like his grandfather. I don't know if you noticed that. It was just basically like big Aiden with mustache. So she was they're taking him there because it's her birthday. And so it was like...
He's so intelligent.
Sweet. Aiden?
Oh, so yeah. He's so smart. They're like, okay, what kind of ice cream do you want? And he's like, it's not ice cream. Actually, it's yogurt.
Aiden is really sharp. He is a bright little kid. You know, say what you will about Phaedra. She is raising that kid just right.
Yeah, but so, what about the other one? He's like, blah! And then he's being a brat and running all over the place. And he just does. You know how kids just have imaginary conversations with themselves? He was having an imaginary conversation, but it wasn't like fun. It was mean. He's like,
you better listen to me. You are wrong, and it is not fair, I tell. When I talk, I speak to you, and I get so mad.
I was like, oh, no.
I guess Portia's been hanging around with that one.
It's the only one who stayed awake during Portia's bedtime stories.
Yeah. So while it's like, oh, look how nice Phaedra is, then we cut back to Apollo talking to Peter and Todd, and he's like, Phaedra said that she didn't want to get the divorce. She wanted to hold off because she was rethinking things. She had deep feelings. And the next thing I know, she's getting the divorce. And now I'm getting separate papers. So she's being shady. And Peter's like, was she trying to trick you? He's like, yeah, he tried to trick me. I'm like, I have to say, I actually find this ongoing saga of are they divorced? Is the divorce finalized? What's happening? I actually don't really find it that interesting. Is it me? It's like it's about something that's happening off camera that's really at this point just a technicality.
Well, no, because now we found out from, you know, NBC Nightly News, just kidding, the internet news, that the thing that was going on is she's trying to say, okay, we're divorced, sign these papers, but not really giving him much money. Like, she's trying to speed it through. And so she's like, maybe I'll hold on. And I guess trying to screw him out of money. But when he says things like, I'm just looking for the line. Basically, he's like,
I want what I earn. I want what I'm worth or what I deserve. I want the money I earned.
I'm like, what money is that, Dick?
I know. How Please much do shipper me. Receipts cost?
What have you done again? How much do abortions cost? Is that what you said?
No, I said, how much do stripper receipts cost? I think that's God. The only thing he possesses.
Yeah, at that one reunion, he's like, I can spend $8,000 on strippers. It's my money. I'm like, okay. So let's compare that to how much money you've actually earned in this relationship. Are you taking care of dead bodies? Are you representing weed dealers in parking lots with suitcases full of cash? No, you're not. So please tell me how much you're worth. You know, I just think you should add up the cost of the sperm for those babies and just give them that and call it a day. You didn't earn shit. And you're in federal prison, ass.
I think if you've defrauded many people, I think you have proved that you were worth zero because you had to defraud people.
Yeah, he's such an ass. And that's not to say that Phaedra isn't an ass, too, because, of course, I do believe that she just used him as a sperm bank and possibly as a criminal to get things pushed through for herself. So,
yeah. But he is hot, so he's worth a lot in the gay community. Almost everything. He's worth, probably $5 million. $5 million in WeHo, for sure.
And then we've got Phaedra just looking like an idiot because she's like, well, the divorce being final, I'm finally at peace and I've got my mojo back. The divorce has taken years off of my life, and my mother and father are preachers, and they believe in the Holy Ghost, but they also believe in divorce in the proper circumstances.
And regular ghosts, too. They believe in that.
Cut to Peter being like, she talk about Jesus, but she's a con artist.
Yeah, I'm like, it's a bad time when Peter becomes a moral authority on this show.
Totally.
Peter's brew. I mean, talk about a con artist. This is a guy who went through so much of Cynthia's money, buying warehouses that they would then get evicted from, opening up shady restaurants.
Oh, under God. And that time
overpasses.
Where, yeah, that time where he made the Uber that's probably still on Cynthia's iPhone account. When he made the Uber past his old house, he's like, I want to see that old house driver. He's like,
which is pretty... Yeah, that's pretty much the next scene, because the next scene is Cynthia, of course, talking to Noelle. You know, of course, you know, it's not a Cynthia scene unless she can, you know, hunch over on a kitchen island and say something depressing. And she's
her new style, her new like muumuu with jewels glued on. When did this style come in for Cynthia? She's like, this is my lake house style, girl.
She can still rock it. She can do anything. But yeah, she's like, well, it's official. Peter and I spoke to the lawyer, and we're officially divorced. And I was like, oh. And then they cut to this like moment with Peter where he's driving in the Uber, driving by. He's like, this is my old neighborhood. I used to live on the street. Look, this house right here. Oh, everything's so different now. It's like not even the same house anymore. I'm like, please.
Why is there tape over the door that says, no Peter, no Peter, no Peter, no Peter? Wait.
This isn't Prince of Tides here, okay? Just like relax, Lowenstein. All right, this is a townhouse, a generic townhouse he bought 5 years ago. You did not like raise your – we're not raised – from suckling your mother's teats in the basement of this house. It's just a generic townhouse.
Like, for me, it was forever. You. And for her, it was forever kinda. I was like, shut up, Peter. You're the one strangle making out with teenagers in your restaurant.
Exactly. And that's the thing that bothers me, is that he's really playing up this victim thing of like,
oh, you know, she got off the train. I still want to be on the train. I bought a round trip pass.
Yeah, but you don't get to just stay on a train. Okay, that's how trains work. There's someone who comes by every once in a while and says, did you earn being on this train? And they check your ticket, bitch. You don't buy a ticket for a block and then expect to be taken to Paris on a train, Peter.
Exactly. Peter, you're on an Amtrak, okay? And you really just need to be on the L train in Manhattan, okay?
It's disgusting.
You're on a much better train than you ever deserved. So just enjoy the ride.
Yeah, right now you're on a television train. So just be thankful, okay?
Yeah.
And then we cut back to Cynthia. And by the way, her daughter's wearing way too much makeup for this scene and one of Cynthia's wigs. It's like too big for her. It's like one of Cynthia's old wigs. And Cynthia goes, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. I'm like, you fucked Peter. I mean, at least once. Surely that was more difficult than getting divorced from Peter. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know, the whole thing just really with Peter just really annoys me, because I think he is shady. I think he's a shyster. And the fact that he went on Wendy Williams, and then now he's still coming back on this show, and he's hanging around with Phaedra's ex who's in jail, and, you know, and then playing this thing like, I'm just so sad now. It's so sad. It's not the same. I'm like, I'm over it, Peter. I'm the just train. Go back to Charlotte.
The train. Oh, the train. The train. It's a locomotive. Look, I've been on this train. I still haven't gone back into the future.
So over at the old lady gang, now the fight is about the floor, because the restaurant's still dirty and not together. And she's like,
floor.
Is this how the floor is supposed to look?
See, now, Todd, the floor is this supposed to be how it's gonna look, because Riley is gonna trip and fall on all this dust.
And they're like,
they don't know if the CO8, the CO2 delivery is gonna come for the sodas.
And she's like,
I'm gonna serve drinks without the CO2, Todd.
So she just basically tells him off. And almost cries, like telling him to get it together. He's like,
babe, trust me. Stay in your lane.
So
here, take a seat on the Kaflugan. See? No. Kaflugan.
Not comfortable.
The most disturbing coming up after the commercials. Frickin' frat keep him moist. I was like, what? Please don't make me watch the rest of this episode.
I know. So we come back. And there's sort of just a generic scene of Sheree packing up her condo. She's like, it's been 4 years. 4 years since I've been here. You got a condo? You got a condo?
Oops. I did this all by myself without the help of a man. So all of you kids should know, this is what a woman could do.
I'm like, girl, you're going to be kicked out of this house too. This is too soon. You better pay your bills.
Yeah, Sheree. I actually actively feel bad for Sheree with all this delusion that she's in about this chateau.
Yeah, I don't. I don't. If I didn't see her shopping for gigantic furniture or like buying humongous trees, you know, just finish what you got.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But at least your kids are nice. So then we see. Did you have anything else to say about that scene? Because I didn't have anything to say about it.
No, I mean, yeah.
You got things to say?
Yeah. She's like,
you got things to say?
Let's pack everything up. Don't forget those coffee filters.
Like, there was nothing. There was like literally nothing to talk about.
I know.
It's like, I'm so proud of you, Cairo. He's like, yep, just did another jerk off video on the Snapchat. Thanks, mom.
So then over at Portia's house, so she is wearing a little frick onesie because she and Phaedra are going to celebrate Phaedra's birthday. It actually was kind of cute that Phaedra's going to come over. They're just going to hang out, eat food, and try on wigs and everything. And she got Phaedra a onesie that says frack. So they'll be freaking frack. They'll get moist together, etc.
Yeah, and then over at the old lady gang, getting ready. And you know,
three hours.
Todd's way of saying, I'm working really hard, is tilting his baseball cap more and more. Have you noticed that as the years go on?
It's like a spigot. That's how you know. Like, okay, I need to set Todd to super active. Okay, let's move it to the side even more. Okay, great.
Just like sitting on top of his hair, and it's always tilted more and more the more tired he gets.
It's literally what I have to do to make to vent my Instapot pressure cooker. You know, when you got to vent it, you take the little thing and you twist it. It's like, psh.
Oh, so then now it's magically all done. And they're putting up the posters of all the ants with memes and pictures of,
well, it wasn't, you know, yeah, it wasn't just kids. Posters. It was print to canvas. This was some Sheena Shea style decoration. it actually bothered me. Because, you know, the interior was more or less, the interior actually looked nice, you know?
Yeah, I think it looks really nice.
It looked nice. And then they put up these stupid ass photos that were so silly and like didn't match the vibe of the entire space. And I was like, this is such a Todd Tucker production right here.
Yeah, totally. She's like, he did this all by himself. I have no Candy impersonation. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I've tried one. I just don't have the range. I'll just
half my impersonations, you know, when you do an impersonation and then I try to like be like, yeah, I'm going to do it too. I'm like, ooh, what am I doing? So I get it.
You see, I don't have that like natural slide.
I have to hand it to you, Todd. It does look pretty good, but I'm getting choked up.
So the printed canvases of the ant, I think why they bothered you is because we see a lot of these in LA, those headshots that people take where they're like, look, I'm a banker because I'm wearing a tie. Look, I'm a teacher. I'm wearing glasses. I'm angry now. You know, like those contact sheets they do. And that's what they look like. She's like, look, I'm holding a whisk because I'm Bertha. Bertha holds the whisk.
It did look a shade away from stock photography, for sure. It looked like something that someone's going to plug into a wacky PowerPoint presentation.
Candy probably did upload those to Getty Images so she can charge people to use them. You know, fucking Candy knows how to make
her
coin.
Get her money back.
Yes, sir.
Because there will be someone in like a insurance office in the middle of who knows where. It's like, I got to do an insurance presentation. Here's a lively black lady with a rolling pin. Let's use her.
She's like, I've got a rolling pin, but also attitude. She's like,
this will be the perfect way to sell our term life insurance.
So the aunties show up and they're so cute. They're like,
oh, I love
beautiful
them.
Candy. Now we get paid by the hour.
I love me some Bertha and Nora. And some Wheezy too, who's a cousin, but you know, I love them.
They're like, would you like an appetizer, Nora? And she's like,
is the appetizer paid by the hour? I'll order $8 an hour.
And they have drinks named after themselves. And it was so cute when they ordered. She's like, I'll have an Aunt Bertha. And Nora's like, I'll have an Aunt Nora.
So people start arriving. Cynthia shows up. She's like, it's my first single night. It's like, okay. Did you notice who showed up? Hazel.
Hazel, the housewife that could have been. It is really difficult for people to break in on the housewives. I mean, they actually had Hazel ready to go for Marlo and Kenya. Oh, no, just Marlo, I think, that trip. Yeah. Bring it on.
I don't think we've ever seen anyone start as a friend of and become a real housewife of Atlanta. I mean, Marlo has been hanging around for a while, and she still hasn't gotten her peach. Shamia, she's been around. She's nowhere near it. I mean, Hazel, I mean, you know, some dreams just were not meant to come true.
Right when you went, Hazel, my dog went,
poor Hazel. She's like, this will be my moment. I'm going to stir some shit up at this party. And then
Bueller's like, I would rather watch the mailman walk by.
Poor Hazel.
So then Mama Joyce, of course, is like hours late. So they're making fun of her because they were supposed to wear black pants and a white shirt so they could look uniform, you know? And she didn't. She wore a white skirt and a whatever. They said, Mama, didn't you get the note that you're supposed to dress like everyone else? And she's like, no, I must not have got that. And Bertha goes, okay, Beyonce. Candy's
like...
infamous song.
That is a wrong, Candy.
Oh, my goodness. So then, meanwhile, while they're all having a blast at the Old Lady Gang restaurant, Phaedra and Portia are enjoying their birthday fun with some Saint-Germain. And so Phaedra arrives at Portia's house, and they go upstairs to try on wigs and stuff. And I just love Phaedra behind Portia on the staircase going like, child, that thing has a mind of its own. Talking about Portia's ass.
I like that when she starts putting all the different wigs on her, they start coming up with what the wigs are for. She's like, girl, this is... Wait, I'm trying to find the descriptions they were saying, but it's like,
this woman is a lawyer and ready to lawyer. Objection. This one is a funeral director ready to fill somebody with some smelly juice so they can be buried proper, girl.
I actually liked some of the wigs. I kind of felt like Portia could have, I mean, Phaedra would have done well to kind of go in the directions of some of them. She had one that was sort of blonde.
Yeah, the blonde one. The blonde Nini was cute.
Yeah, it was sort of like, I don't know, is that a bob? It was a little bit of pot. It was like a black posh spice situation. And I thought it looked
really
good.
Yeah, kind of the skunk roots, you know? It's like, I've got roots, but also.
I liked it.
Yeah, me too.
I liked it a lot. And I liked some of the other ones too. I'm like, you know, Phaedra, maybe do it. Go for it.
The scene made me kind of sad because it doesn't look like they stay friends after this reunion, and I really like watching them dance around together.
Really? Wow, I'm surprised.
Yeah, well, who knows? I guess we'll see soon enough. We'll have a whole month of reunions coming up.
Yeah,
so
seriously.
Back over at the Old Lady Gang, Peter's there, and he's like, oh, hello, Cynthia. Yeah, she's like, did someone turn up the AC? Because I feel cold. Oh, good. Get rid of Cynthia. Clear her.
Clear the Cynthia.
Clear her.
So then they all go downstairs to the event space in the basement, and Candy starts singing Fly Above. She's like, I fly above. I fly above the haters. I fly above.
Fly above the haters.
Riley.
If I say something about you, Nanny, it's like, oh, she just, you know what I mean?
They're like, Candy, what are you saying? Is Candy having a stroke up there?
Riley. A lot of her songs probably were never even written down. It's just like someone sitting there recording her just talking on the phone. You got my delivery. I got the song. Just put a beat to it. Let's sell it.
No. You say yes.
She's just trying to pay her T-Mobile bill. Do you want English? Yes.
No.
Are you paying your full bill? Yes. Do you want to continue with T-Mobile? Yes. Do you want an extra line? No.
See? No.
Bugaboo.
No.
I think she wrote all the early Destiny Child songs, right?
Yeah, maybe. She did, actually. A lot of them. Shireen comes in. This is where we get to meet Shireen. I spelled it 20 different ways just so I would have it. Because I was trying to guess.
Before Shireen showed up, I don't know why I wrote this down, but I really enjoyed Sheree walking around being like, did you have any of the shrimp? Did you have any of the shrimp? Did you have a shrimp? Did you have a shrimp?
You got shrimp?
You like shrimp?
I got shrimp. You got shrimp?
I got shrimp. And then there was like a little scene of Phaedra and saying how she's didn't go to Candy's because, you know, she doesn't really have a problem with Candy, but they're not really friends, but she's going to be civil, but she would rather just spend her birthday hanging out with, you know, Frick.
So and, the and the salami cake that she bought her.
Yeah. So then Shireen shows up.
Yeah, Shireen comes in and everybody acts so surprised. Here she comes all in, full face of makeup and totally mic'd and lit.
Yeah. And Peter's Todd's like,
what?
Ooh, Peter's boo. And Todd's like, I didn't know she was really gonna come. I'm like, whatever. And then he has the balls to say, I don't want to have anything to do with this chick. Now let me give you a tour of this entire facility and take you downstairs to talk to the girls. I'm like, whatever. If you didn't want anything to do with this chick, you would have walked away.
Yeah. In the private room that we've set aside and lit for you with a barn door.
Yeah. So he goes,
he said you may come support. She goes, boom, I'm here. And he was like, I was on the phone with him, and he was like, I wish I was there, so I'm here.
Ugh, she's gross. And
I love when she walked into the barn door room, and she goes, nice to meet you, ladies.
Oh, she's so gross. And Todd goes, how did you guys meet? And she says,
well, we found love. Let's just put it that way.
Wait, yes. So how did you find love?
Yeah, so gross.
Oh, I'm extending his presence here to congratulate you guys.
Yeah.
I'm extending his presence.
You're extending his presence, you fucking twit.
Everyone check your wallets.
I'm the $8,000 hooker. Extend!
This is not the Olympics, okay? We don't need a special party from each convict to come to the old lady gang. Okay, there's no torch that needs to be gathered or little flags that need to be waved.
So she basically goes into this back room where all the ladies are sitting with this barn door, and so they have to slide it open, and then they're sliding it closed, and you just see Mama Joyce there with her angry face watching it close. Just trying to watch and see what's going on in there. So funny.
That door did not close. Did you notice everyone struggling to open and close that door?
Like, that's huge.
It wasn't even a door. It was probably just, you know, a crate that the bulk Flugertre chairs arrived in, and they just propped up against the door opening because the door hadn't actually arrived
it's
yet.
It's just a bunch of pallets from IKEA. Yeah.
So then when Shireen gets there, Peter immediately is like, oh, I'm sad. I'm going to leave because I'm sad. This train.
Yeah, my work here is done. Bye.
It's like, shut up,
of course, Peter is the only one not denying that he had anything to do with it. He's like, okay, looks like you guys are going to take this. I'll be brewing. So also, Todd introduced her. He's like, hey, everybody, welcome Shireen, who's also about to be Miss Nida. I'm like, you know that's Mrs., right? But also, Jesus. They're really dropping one. And you know that some of the ladies were actually surprised. You can tell because of Candy's face. And that Candy hasn't just taken off her mic and punched the shit out of a producer yet. They fucked with her all season. They fucked with her with Block. Block. And then they showed scenes from next week when Block shows up at a lunch she's having with Riley. And you just see Candy's face. She starts laughing. She's like, oh my God. It's like punked. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I get the feeling that Candy is in on the Block thing next week. But yeah, this season the Block was there, and then Block's girl, remember, showed up for something. Like, they're just then sex dungeons. I mean, Candy has had to dodge so many things. So here she is. She has a look on her face like, So then Apollo calls up again because, you know, he's like sitting on his Barca lounger there in prison and it has nothing to do. And Candy's like, see, nah, Apollo. Like, to be honest, like, I feel awkward being your girlfriend, even though you're very nice. And Shireen's like, thank you.
Shireen is just ready to go. She's such an asshole.
She wasn't ready to fight. She seemed actually very nice. But, I mean, she came in ready to be on TV.
Yeah, she totally came in ready. She wants to go fight a Phaedra. Yeah.
Hi, ladies. Well, wifey wasn't around, so there was me.
Because Candy said, now, did you become friends? Before or after jail? And she's like,
well, the wifey wasn't around, so that's what I...
Thank you. And Apollo's like, listen, I'm a one-woman man. I'm like, says the guy whose side chick is literally sitting there.
Yeah, you're still married.
It's literally your side chick. I'm a one-woman man. As in, like, you have one side chick at a time? Is that what that means?
Yeah, and Shireen is all ready to fight because she's like,
well, it's been 2 years and she's only been there twice.
How is that any of your fucking business, lady?
She sort of I was trying to think about who she kind of looked like. And to me, she, I think I finally realized it. She kind of looks like a light-skinned version of Melissa Gorga.
Yeah.
With maybe a little J-Lo in it.
Oh,
right?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe it's, I think that everyone starts to look alike with those heavy eyelashes.
Yeah. She sort of has a Melissa Gorga, like a shaped face, sort of longish, whatever. She definitely is like ready to make her splash on Atlanta. But I just thought it was funny how she came in, like, also overly polite. Hi, nice to meet y'all. Oh, it's okay. They're like, it's really weird that you're, I know. Anyway, wifey wasn't around. Sorry. That's our way of saying, please bring her back. Thank you.
I like when Apollo gets another phone call at just the right time, you know. So Apollo calls and he's telling everybody at the table, oh, Phaedra's a liar and she told me the divorce was on hold. And they're like, what? Because she just told them that the divorce was final. And then he's like, basically just trying to ruin Phaedra as much as he can. And then he's like, okay, nice talking to you. And she's like, I need to get my love yous in. Click. She's like, oh, my baby's gone. Ladies, it was an absolute pleasure. Seriously.
Now, who can I see about a tetanus shot? I stepped on an exposed nail. Thank you.
So the ladies are talking about her after she leaves, obviously. And Kenya is just, I mean, beside herself with joy, you know. And she doesn't even try and hide it. She's, when that girl came in, she's like, excuse me, could you move? I need to catch this tea. Sat closer with her voice memos really, recording on her iPhone.
Excuse me, could you get out of the Blurgenflagen chair? Thanks.
So the women are kind of beside themselves. Candy's worried because she's like, oh, this is all I need. You know, mm-hmm. like Phaedra already hates me. Now she's going to think I set this up, you know.
So
she's a little scared, which she should be. And because even if you didn't, Todd did, which has kind of always been the ish with her, you know.
I actually think that Todd has been one of the contributors to the downfall of Candy and Phaedra. I mean, Phaedra is shady, but I think it was, you know, the Todd and Apollo relationship is ultimately what really drew the wedge in that situation. Although I guess you could make an argument that Phaedra, the money situation with her and Todd may have driven them more towards Team Apollo. But I just always felt like it was really weird that Todd was really took up for Apollo when it's his wife's husband. Like, I just feel like it's a weird thing. I don't know. I think that's
always been shady. Seemed like it was like a season of awkwardness, kind of. Mm-hmm. And it was because they were still so close with Apollo when she was trying to get rid of Apollo. And, you know, bro code, ho code.
Yeah, I just feel like if I have a best friend who just is breaking up with someone, and then my boyfriend started really hanging out a lot with the person my best friend is trying to to break up with, and if they didn't have a pre-existing relationship, if they really only knew each other because of my friendship with this, I would think that's weird. And, you know, I just always thought that was not of great character.
Thank you. Agreed. So let's see. So the girls start talking about it, and Kenya's like, now, do you believe that they were friends before he went in? And Candy's like, well, clearly. I mean, that's what she basically just said, that they were fucking before he went in. And Kenya, clearly he had his vanilla, so she had her chocolate. And then Kenya's like, why lie all the time? That's what I don't get. What difference does it make when they're divorced? And I'm sick of her alt facts.
I was like, oh, well, I guess they did that in January.
Yeah. So that's pretty much the end of that. Next week is the season finale, and we get Kim Zolciak coming back. And Kenya, of course, tries to go for another queen, because that's what Kenya does.
But I'm okay with this one.
Me too. I mean, and I'm really okay for it, because Kim will rip her apart. Kim doesn't give a fuck.
I know. I have forgotten almost that Kim was in the mix with these women. And Kim has, you know, she's been in her own little special land of... with Brielle and Craw And it's been a minute since she's actually been challenged by someone. So I'm happy to see Kenya go up against her. Why not?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'd like watching Kim Zolciak. She's a terrible human being, but you know, that's good for TV.
It's great for TV. I think she should come back. I think she should follow the Bethany route, which is, okay, end the little, like, this is what it looks like to be me and, you know, have Croy. And she should just come back to the franchise and then just go from there.
Yeah, well, she needs the money. And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Atlanta. We were going to do Real Housewives of Potomac in the same episode, but we talked our asses off. So since we've been separating these episodes pretty regularly since we went to 5 days a week, we are putting Potomac in a separate episode this week. So there will be 6 episodes of Crappens this week. Yikes! So check your feeds, because Potomac should be in there shortly. Thanks, you guys. Bye!